December Band streaming live Edmonton. The Yardbird Suite closes out 2021 with a variety of jazz trios, quartets, quintets, the Littlebirds Youth Band, and a very special tribute to Tommy Banks. "We want to wish all our supporters a very happy holidays," said Executive Director Todd Crawshaw. "As we welcome 2022, we look forward to seeing you all at the Yardbird Suite very soon. We're opening to the public one time before year's end in celebration of our Littlebirds. A limited number of tickets have been released. Come see the future YEG Jazz Superstars in this exclusive engagement, curated by Edmonton musicians Nicholas Arnaez, Dave Babcock, Julie King, Emboya Nicholson, Stephanie Urquhart, Peter Zawalski. All Yardbird Suite online performances are AWS approved with stringent safety protocols in place for artists and sound technicians. Memberships and passes are available on the website at www.yardbirdsuite.com. Here are bands streaming live in December. Friday, December 10th, Redline Trio Calgary Jeff Sulima, drums Mark DeJong, tenor saxophone Steve Shepherd, bass Solid Grooves, melodically adventurous and a tight, jazz sound fuel the Redline Trio's frequent performances around Western Canada. Their self-titled album features 7 songs written by members of the group, as well as a version of Poor Butterfly, a classic tune written in 1916. Redline Trio performs weekly at a local speakeasy and has been featured at the NVRLND Creative Music Fest, Jazz YYC Winter Jazz Fest, and the Brightside Arts Festival. They have presented feature concerts at CSPACE and the King Eddie in Calgary, as well as Arts Place in Canmore. Redline Trio have been keeping company with Brad Turner, Steve Hudson, Brandy Disterheft, Mike Rudd, Quincy Troop, and Calgary's Poet Laureate Sherry D. Wilson. Saturday, December 11th, Kate Blechinger Quintet Edmonton. Kate Blechinger, vocals Talisa Mandin, piano plus vocals Andreas Wegner, bass Brett Hansen, guitar Joel Jeschke, drums Kate Blechinger as an award-winning vocalist, composer, and arranger based in Treaty 6 territory. Musically, Kate takes direct influence from the vast prairie landscapes of her youth to create expansive, evocative compositions and arrangements for listeners to enjoy. Pairing the lush harmony and spirited improvisation of jazz with sincere storytelling born out of the folk genre, Kate creates a fusion that is personal, poetic, and playful. Kate's debut 2018 album, Under a Dancing Sky, features innovative folk jazz arrangements of Joni Mitchell's compositions alongside several of Kate's original songs. Her arrangements are sculpted perfection and Blechinger's voice like liquid peace. Chris Haynes, CBC News, September 2019. Sunday, December 12th, Littlebirds Edmonton Combo 3 Anna Heintzman, trumpet Amanda Dang, alto saxophone Paxton Atrins, trombone Sam Heintzman, piano Caleb Hunt, bass David Vila, drums Combo 2 Entebum Fonji, trumpet Michelle Makila, alto saxophone Yishin Fan, trombone Jeremy Weens, piano Jessica Pradin, bass Anthony Flanagan, drums Combo 1 Sam Heintzman, trumpet E-Jazz Jan Muhammad, alto saxophone Brett Murkowski, trombone Caleb Hunt, baritone saxophone Thorin Freeman Peters, guitar Jonan Uloa Nielsen, piano Logan Calder, bass Jacob Tanner, drums The Littlebirds are proud to present a concert featuring 3 jazz combos. Come and hear the best young players in the city play a delightful concert of popular jazz standards and contemporary music. Limited tickets for this in-person public performance now available on the website. Tuesday, December 14th, Derek Weens Trio Edmonton. Derek Weens, guitar Cody Cole, bass Joel Payne, drums Derek Weens Trio as a guitar-led, instrumental fusion band. The group will be performing original music written by Derek Weens. We hope you enjoy. Friday, December 17th and Saturday, December 18th, a tribute to Tommy Banks Calgary and Edmonton. Chris Andrew, piano Cody Hutchinson, bass Dave Lawing, drum special guests, PJ Perry, saxophone Al Muirhead, trumpet Mallory Chipman, vocals. As one of Western Canada's musical icons, Tommy had a great effect on the careers and approach of all the members of HAT, as well as countless others across Canada. In celebration of what would be his birthday, the Hutchinson-Andrew Trio will be joined by close friends and colleagues of Tommy, including saxophonist PJ Perry, trumpeter Al Muirhead, and vocalist Mallory Chipman. The group will be performing music closely connected with this Juno-winning master of the piano, including some of his favorite tunes and his originals. Come see this celebration of Alberton and Canadian jazz icon Tommy Banks, live streamed and recorded for future release on Chronograph Records. Hutchinson Andrew Trio. The multiple award-winning Hutchinson Andrew Trio is a vital and distinctively Western force on the Canadian and international jazz scene. The group's third album, 2013's Prairie Modern, was featured in Jazz Bible Downbeat magazine, which called the album a terrific listen, with great musicianship throughout. Their most recent album, Hollow Trees, was written specifically for the seven-piece configuration of the Hat and the Lily String Quartet. Its music features powerful, moving compositions by Hat pianist Chris Andrew that combine the beauty of classical chamber music with the drive and interplay of jazz. The trio's many honors include Western Canadian Music Awards nominations for all their albums, and the prestigious TD Grand Jazz Award at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. About Tommy Banks. The Honorable Tommy Banks was known as a pianist, conductor, arranger, composer, TV personality, actor, producer and politician, 1936-2018. Tommy had an unparalleled, multifaceted career spanning more than 60 years in virtually every aspect of the entertainment industry in Canada. A professional jazz pianist at age 14, he went on to lead his own bands, conduct symphony orchestras around the world, direct musical ceremonies at international events, host his own long-running television show, and act in film and television. He also served nearly 12 years in the Canadian Senate. Tommy was chair, 1978-86, of the Alberta Foundation for the Performing Arts and chair, 1983-87, of the music program at Grant MacEwan College, Edmonton. He was a member, 1989-95, and a policy consultant, 1996-98, of the Canada Council, and the chairman of the Edmonton Concert Hall Foundation, 1989-91. In 1999, Edmonton named a street Tommy Banks Way in his honor. In 2010, he received SOCAN's Special Achievement Award for his contributions to Canada's music industry and musical heritage.